Sport on RTE Radio 1.
At 22 minutes to 9, we're joined by Damien O'Mara.
Rachel, good morning again. It's soccer to start, where Shelburne hold an 8-point lead at the top of the League of Ireland Men's Premier Division this morning after playing out a scoreless draw at home to Derry City yesterday. That draw ends a run of 6 straight wins for Shells in the league. Elsewhere, Roberto Lopez scored the winner as defending champions Shamrock Rovers beat Waterford 2-1 at the RSC. Fullback Liam Turner scored twice as St Pat's beat Sligo Rovers 3-0 at Richmond Park. The Derby between Dundalk and Drogheda United finished scoreless, each side playing the final stages of the game with just 10 men. While the late game last night saw Bohemians secure a first win under their new manager Alan Reynolds, goals from Jevon Mills and Oluwasan Akintunde steered them to a 2-0 away win over Galway United. So with the dust settling, Shelburne still the team to catch this morning, and their manager Damien Duff revealed after last night's game that the squad's preparation had been severely impacted upon by a bug which has torn through their camp.
Yeah, a lot of sickness, but the lads dealt with it really well. So people might think I'm getting carried away, but it's probably our best point in 2.5 years, considering how sick and how ill they were. So absolute heroes, every single one of them. Mm.
Difficult game, wasn't it, for you, both sides as well? There wasn't a lot of chances, wasn't a lot of space out there?
No, there wasn't. I don't think the pitch helped. I thought the pitch was absolutely awful. Yes, they had a lot of possession, but the possession was in their defensive third without hurting us. I have to say, for as good and class their players are, and especially their attacking players, it's probably as secure as I've felt in a game. And you could argue maybe the team with the moments and half chances and maybe could have nicked something was us, granted on the counter-attack. In saying that, absolutely brilliant point and very happy.
That's Damien Duff, who afterwards joined the chorus of people calling for John O'Shea to be given the Republic of Ireland manager's job on a permanent basis, but again reiterated that the FAI's focus should be on academies and the development of the domestic game. Ipswich Town scored a 97th minute winner as they beat Southampton 3-2 to remain top of the English Championship. They're 1 point clear of Leeds United, who beat Hull City 3-1 last night. Sammy Smodic scored twice and then provided an assist for fellow Republic of Ireland international Andrew Moran, that as Blackburn beat Sunderland 5-1 at the Stadium of Light. There are 5 games in the English Premier League tonight. Spurs could move back into the top 4 on goal difference with victory away to West Ham United. Manchester United are reported, meanwhile, to have made an official approach to hire the Southampton director of football, Jason Wilcox. The 53-year-old, who won a Premier League title with Blackburn, joined Southampton as director of football from Manchester City last summer. He's understood to have built a good working relationship with United's incoming chief executive Omar Berada during the pair's time together at Manchester City. The Aston Villa defender Anna Patton has received international clearance from FIFA to switch allegiance from England to the Republic of Ireland. She'll be available for selection for Friday's opening UEFA Women's Euro 2025 qualifier away to France. The 24-year-old has been capped at multiple underage grades for England, but qualifies for the Republic through her grandparents. Eileen Gleeson's squad went into camp yesterday. They're ranked 25th in the world. They faced the world number 3 side on Friday. They then welcomed the world number 2 side, England, to the Aviva this day week. It's a daunting group, which also includes the world number 6 side Sweden. Kira Carusa scored 5 goals for Ireland in their Nations League campaign last year. She's in line to win her 24th cap this weekend, and to her credit has been refreshingly honest when Tony O'Donoghue pondered if it was natural to feel a bit of fear about the prospect of facing France away this Friday.
I think you'd be lying to say it doesn't, because there's always that little sense of fear, like that, you know, or just that understanding of the level of this game, or like the importance of it and stuff like that. So the reality is like there are those feelings, but the more important thing as a professional is that you can have those feelings and recognize that, but still understand that there's so much excitement in this, there's so much opportunity, and they're honestly like, you're not going to do anything without a little bit of fear, and that in that sense, you know, it's important that you do it.
Compared to the Nations League, where you were scoring goals for fun and Ireland were, it's going to be a different proposition, I imagine. There's going to be a lot more of old school defending. Your legs will probably be running to stumps.
Yeah. I'd say that, yeah, I think us as Ireland, like, we always want to be difficult to beat. And I mean, we're Irish, like, it's always going to be that way. And we understand that that's going to be a massive part of the game, but we also understand that, like, now that there are, that game ebbs and flows, and like there is momentum and shifts and stuff like that in the game, and to play that we have an ability to play more than we have ever before, and that there that comes with confidence and experience. And even though, like, at the end of the last season, yeah, we were scoring goals for fun, but like, it's a good reminder to be like, yeah, because we can score, and like, they're quality goals as well. Like, there isn't just like, oh, like that happened to fall in the back of the net, you know. So it's important to remember that, like, any given moment in a game, a team turns off or a moment presents itself, and that's where that quality clicks in. That's when that quality finish comes out of it. So I think more than ever, like, that's something that I think about and we as a team think about.
Would we be happy now to take a point out of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first of the campaign as well, so we're both getting looks at each other, you know, and this leading into this campaign, what both teams kind of want to present and look like. And yeah, I'd say that coming out with a result, whether that's, you know, getting a draw or getting a win, I mean, that's the biggest importance to us at this point in time.
That's Ciara Caruso with Tony O'Donoghue. We'll have those matches live across RT Radio and television. The Tom Gibney-trained Intense Raffles took victory in a very tight finish to the Irish Grand National at Ferry House yesterday. The 13-2 shot survived a mistake four fences out, then held off a late surge from Ted Walsh's Any Second Now, in particular after the final fence. It was a second win in the race for Gibney following victory for General Principal in 2018. It was also a second Grand National for jockey JJ Slevin, who was deputising yesterday for the injured Daryl Jacobs. Mark Allen has beaten John Higgins in his opening match at the Tour Championship. He's now set up a quarter-final meeting with Ding Junhui following a 10-7 win last night. The event is the penultimate date on the calendar before the World Championship gets underway in Sheffield Friday, 2 weeks. And to finish with hockey, there was a big win for Lisnagarvey yesterday, who were crowned Men's Euro Hockey Club Trophy champions for 2024. This is the second tier competition for hockey clubs in Europe. It would be akin to a province winning the Challenge Cup or maybe a soccer club winning the Europa League. They beat the defending champions Cardiff and met 4-2 in Portugal. It means an Irish side qualify for the top tier Euro Hockey League next season.